and I've come out with Neville, stood in front of a motorbike. Neville, this is a bit of a beast of a machine, isn't it?
Yeah, this is one of the larger machines that we have. We've got three FJR 1300s, but we have BMW F800s, we've got Hondas, we've got Honda DeVille. The old bikes are the old faithful Honda DeVilles, and we've got two of them left at the moment, but 11 bikes in total.
Now, can you just describe what's different about this bike to, say, a normal motorbike? I mean, I'm looking at it, and for those who are listening in black and white, this has got stickers all over it. It looks completely different.
Well, the bike is standard, but the livery is not standard. The livery is all the yellow and, well, we're yellow and orange squares, the baton pattern type thing. So to all intents and purposes, probably looks a bit like a police bike, but it's a blood bike and, it's heavily. And that's how we get through the traffic, really. You know, if somebody sees something like this coming towards them, then they do give us room if we're on an urgent run.
Now, on the back here, we've got a big yellow box that... I presume that's where everything goes. You wouldn't normally see that on the back of a motorbike, particularly one as powerful as this.
Now, this is a container on the back that we can put breast milk in, and the breast milk is two sides to it. One is we collect breast milk from mothers who are expressing milk. The milk is then put in this container, which keeps it cool because it's the mothers keep it in the freezer. We put it in this. It's then transported to a processing centre, can be in Chester or in London, where it's processed and then distributed back to hospitals. So if a premature baby wants human breast milk in Lincoln or Boston or wherever, the distribution centre around here is Hull, so we'll collect it from Hull and then bring it down to the hospital for the baby.
And of course on the side you've got the panniers. I mean, can you use those as well, or are they more to sort of make the balance work the bike?
No. It's whatever. To be honest with you, we often get just a box. We don't know what it is that we're picking up or what we're delivering. We get to know whether it's urgent and it needs to be moved quickly. But the panniers are there. They're ready. They can take boxes. Sometimes we get more than one item, especially over this COVID period that we've been through on the past 3 years. That's made us really busy because we've moved a real big amount of COVID samples. The big processing unit around here is at Scunthorpe, so a lot of the COVID from Pilgrim, from Lincoln, goes into Scunthorpe, and we do regular runs, booked, where we still take COVID samples into Scunthorpe Hospital. So
now, when we're in the studio, you're saying you stick to the speed limit, but I'm assuming that this bike, if it had to, could go a little faster. Do you ever have to take the bike with, say, police escort or anything at faster speeds?
No, we've never got involved. They're either routine, which are like the COVID samples, or they're urgent. And if they're urgent, then we move a little bit faster. But I reiterate, we don't break any rules of the road.
Now, the nice thing about this bike, I mean, it is a beast of a machine. I mean, bright yellow with, the orange. It's got blood on the front, blood on the back. Does this stick out? Do you think people recognise that enough? Or are you sort of saying, well, actually, it'd be nice if people took note of that? Because there are some people who say, well, yeah, it's just a motorbike with stickers on.
No, it does stick out, and that's the object of the exercise anyway. As riding across here this morning, then it's just a casual ride and you're just part of the traffic. If you need to make yourself seen, then you've got the sort of bike and the equipment that you can make yourself be seen. And people will then allow us just to pass through. And they do, parting of the waves, as they say, and cars will move to one side and let you through. Especially when you get into town as well. In the country, you're restricted to 60 on these roads around here. But in town centres, you can filter through the traffic and make your way through a lot quicker.
Neville, it's a beast of a machine. We're going to go back into the studio now, and to get us there, a bit of Chris Spedding. He's motorbiking.